Now, here on RN, we have some audio from my next guest.
Cropped like a military buzz cut, crunchy dry grass frames a patch of short, tangled foliage. Confined by a string of fluoro bunting, it looks ridiculous, like a clown grave. And within this rectangle, a remnant patch of indigenous wildflowers survive. The mess of complexity. A reminder of before, before.
So we're leaving the museum and art gallery here in Hobart now. We're visiting this green, peaceful cemetery somewhere in Tasmania. There are graves, of course, a well-tended lawn, but in the corners you'll find wild patches, refuges for native vegetation, including a very special orchid that's the very last of its species. Local artist Selena de Carvalho was inspired by this orchid for her piece at Dark Mofo. It's an installation called Beware of Imposters, The Secret Life of Flowers, which you've just heard a snippet from. Selena, first of all, hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ed, thank you.
Thank you for coming. When and where was this last orchid last seen?
Well, it was last seen flowering 7 years ago, and the site has been managed by the Government Department for Threatened Species. So what you heard in that descriptor was a person who no longer works for them would go every year and put up a small bunting barricade around the plot in the cemetery where this orchid was last seen.
I can imagine that a bunting around something would also perhaps invite people to go behind the bunting rather than actually keep people out.
I don't know. It's not a huge, it is quite similar to the scale of a grave. So it's not a large space. And really what it's trying to do is to protect the lawnmower, you know, it's keeping the lawnmower at bay because often people connote tidiness with care. And that's probably the biggest threat for an orchid in a cemetery like this.
What was it about this story of this orchid that so captivated you?
I think there's something very tragic and compelling about the story of an endling in a cemetery, and also the idea that somewhere that's a cemetery could become a refuge. So I went and I visited the orchid when I first heard about it, and I've been visiting for the last 3 years ever since.
Is it quite common for cemeteries to be refuges for unusual flowers?
Yeah, rural cemeteries are quite often those spaces that hold open. You know, they're not tended in the same way that a domestic garden is. They don't have that same kind of rigor and care.
Yeah.
And because they're also often places where native grasslands, which don't have the same properties as big forests do, they don't have that sublime wilderness characteristic that's so often associated with national parks and, you know, that kind of legislation.
Yeah. Selena, what will people actually experience when they come to your installation?
So it's an installation for one person only at a time. It's in many ways, not really that well suited to a festival of this scale, but it was conceptually important for me that it remain in that context, given what we've just talked about with the orchid being the only one in the cemetery. So they enter a space, and it's an installation that has projection map and audio timed for when they enter. So it triggers a sensor, and they're told a story, and the story is both scientific and science fabulation. So there's elements of truth and there's elements of the made up. And it talks about the orchid and the queerness of orchids and ecology and how fabulous plant species are at collaborating and how many of them actually require relationships with other species to, like, for example, many orchids require fungi to actually germinate. And as most of us know, most orchids have sexual lives that involve insects. And so it talks through that, and it talks through the site-specific kind of elements of the place. And then I ask people to sing a song, and I record that and deliver it to the orchid.
Oh, really? So people can sing any song?
No. It's a karaoke song, because I'm quite into karaoke myself. And most of you probably already know it. It's Wicked Game by Chris Isaac.
Ah, what a
so it's a love
game.
Song.
Yeah.
And often in my work, I invite people to participate, to step outside of their own comfort zone, or to complete the work in some way. So that's the provocation and the ask in this context.
Oh, that's such a wonderful provocation. I love that. You're going to have queues around the block.
I hope not, because I think that might just dispel the magic of the experience once you're in there.
Actually, that's a good point. That's a really interesting point, that you want your artwork to succeed, but not that much.
I think that success is a really strange parameter.
Yes. No, fair enough. Well, Selina, unfortunately, we've run out of time on the art show, but I hope that just the right number of people will be able to experience your your installation.
Excellent. Thank you for having me, Ed.
Beware of Imposters, The Secret Life of Flowers is opening tomorrow night. So that's Thursday, the 13th of June, at Salamanca Art Centre, and showing throughout Dark Mofo.